October 7th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Blessed Mother is here as refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, with your rosaries, you can defeat Satan's lies and bring truth to triumph. When truth penetrates hearts, my triumph will reign and my immaculate heart will be victorious. Be a part of my victory by merit of your rosaries. Bring to fruition the grand scale of my victory through your rosaries. You hold in your hands a weapon greater than any weapon of mass destruction when you hold your rosary. Carry it with you always as a sign to Satan that you are mine. Most of all, pray your rosaries. Satan cringes at the thought of a well-prayed rosary and does everything to defeat this prayer. When you pray your rosary, I am praying with you, capturing your prayers and carrying them to heaven, to the throne of my Son. Even the weakest prayer is made powerful by my efforts. Do not be discouraged or feel your prayers do not count. Every prayer combines with all the others around the world to create a formidable weapon against evil. Your devotion to the rosary is a sign of predestination in God's kingdom to come. Dear children, the future of the world rests in your hands, in your rosaries. Together, we can undo the most gruesome plans of the Antichrist. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Through the rosary, I am yours, and you are mine. Remember this always. Together, we can change the course of human events. Today, dear children, I invite you to celebrate with me by uniting in your hearts with all the other souls who are consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. We are one in spirit. As often as a soul listens to or reads today's message, he will receive my blessing of holy love. I do not come to appease you, but to warn you that you must use your rosaries as weapons that heaven intends you to do. My victory is by your efforts and in your hearts. Do not consider my words to you today too simplistic to be important. Do not disregard my urgent request to pray your rosary. Dear children, today you have come with many petitions in your hearts and on your lips. Some will be answered in the way you want, but all will be answered according to God's holy and divine will. Please accept what is given and what is taken away. Understand that I come to you as a loving mother to caress you and to love you and to hold you deep in the folds of my mantle. Today, my little ones, I'm imparting to you my blessing of holy love.